By the end of 2013, a Xerox spokesman says up to 500 workers will be manning a new $4.3 million call center in Webster. But to make the project a reality, the state announced up to $5 million in tax credits and an additional $1 million grant. Xerox spokesman Carl Langsenkamp says the public support was key to choosing Webster.
We've got call centers in more than a dozen states. We could have put the call center anywhere, but I would tell you that the support provided by New York, by the County of Monroe Industrial Development Agency, made this an attractive option.
For the 300 to 500 families who will get a job at the call center, this is great news.
That's Reuters columnist David K. Johnston.
For everybody else, this is awful. It is the latest example of corporate socialism.
Johnston, who wrote a book about corporate tax incentives in 2007, says the cost of the Xerox deal far outweighs the benefit. Xerox declined to offer a pay scale for the new jobs, saying only they'd be competitive with average call center salaries. According to a State Department of Labor spokeswoman, the median salary for call center workers in the Finger Lakes region is about $28,000. For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.